Okay, here we. Okay, this is Jake Schwartz here at South Philadelphia Live Casino, Philadelphia Sports Hall of Fame, November 2nd, 2023. Of course, I'm a public address announcer of 16 years, but not as many years as this man. 51, 52, I should say now, with the Philadelphia Flyers, the one Lou Nolan. Hello, Lou.
Hey, how are you? Nice to see you.
And you as well. And congratulations now starting your 52nd year. Hockey has officially gone underway, and whenever anybody listens to this interview, it's November 2nd, and it's been, what, a week since the season started?
Yeah, just about. I mean, 7-8 games in the regular season, so we're trying our best.
You've been so fortunate to be where you are, and that includes your run with the Broad Street Bullies. How much do you enjoy this?
Well, I still enjoy it. It's a hell of a social event, you know, and I see my friends there. I see NHL guys. Most of the people I know now are running teams as GMs and presidents that I know from the early years. But it's a lot of fun. You know, you run with players and young guys are trying to figure out who I am. And the guys that are midterm know who I am. They work from there.
Well, I think Bob Uecker said it best in his Hall of Fame speech, which is a lot of these athletes have played in games that you have called and are wonderful friends and always will be. Would you say part of that's true in your level?
Yes, I would. In fact, you see people that have been in the penalty box, some of the bad guys, you know, and they're terrific people. They just know what they got to do to stick around with the team. Rob Ray was in from Buffalo last night, and we had a chat, and he says, yeah, I remember that box. It was a good time when he was in there.
So we are here at the Philadelphia Sports Hall of Fame. Joe Watson from the Bullies is going in tonight. And last year, I believe, someone who, that's okay. We're getting hit on the side. You've been coming to this, it seems like you've been coming to this almost every year. How much do you enjoy the Hall of Fame, and how nice is it to see some of the players that you have called games for go into this?
Well, it is great to see them, and I just talked to Mark Cowan's side, who's certainly maybe the greatest defenseman in the history of the Flyers. And Joe Watson was right up there.
Yes,
you know,
I mean, that's what I was going to say. How good was he?
He was good. He was very good. And in the early years, they weren't all kids. But Joe was fairly young, but he wasn't the 19 or 20 that some of them are now. But a good player.
Yeah, and here we are in 2023. What's the outlook of this team? And you have a new coach, John Tortorella. Well,
yeah. He's in his second year, I believe.
Yeah, Torts is pretty good. He's going to be good for this group. And they're learning. They're young. They're really young. And there are guys in there that are going to learn and going to grow. And it's a good thing. We're headed in the right direction now. And they've acknowledged that they need to do this in the rebuild.
Matt Cord, Lou Nolan, and Dan Baker, when you look at yourself in this type of fraternity, did you ever think after 50 years that you were blessed to be able to say, I came this far?
No, I was just trying to get to the next game.
Well, we do appreciate your time. It's always such a pleasure to chat with you. And we congratulate Joe Watson going into the 2023 Philadelphia Sports Hall of Fame. Jake Schwartz here with the one and only Lou Nolan. No, I'm not going to steal his line. Pico Power Play.
That's right. The Pico Power Play. Thanks, Jay. I enjoyed being on with you.
Thank you, Lou. Good seeing you as always.